Hello there.
Hello there. This episode is going to be a very interesting one.
Oh, yes, it sure will be.
We're going to
So,
expose Republican
OGP.
and Democrat on who freaking takes money from fucking the Jews.
Don't you already know the answer to that? Because I sure do.
We've got a list of all these people that freaking take money and supposedly how much money they've been getting from Israel, and we're going to dive into this whole the whole ban on TikTok and who's been funding this shit.
Yep.
There's some of these guys that I know there. There's some of these ones I've heard a lot of. Some of these ones are very famous, very, very famous.
So is everyone, a lot of people.
A lot of ones that you're going to know, you're probably going to hear about.
It's just hard to deny this.
Surprisingly.
Yes.
Suppose we should wait until.
Eric comes along.
Yes. Yes, we've got some very much. Did you see that video about exposing about the list of all the members of Bohemian Grove?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. And the video, too. Although that link is now lost, apparently.
I can still access it.
Good for you.
Do you want it?
Yeah, sure.
Look up this guy called Jack Straw.
Jack Straw.
He's got the scroll a couple posts and you'll find it.
All right, then.
Actually, maybe not him. Kyle is based, probably the guy, but you'd be able to find it. The list of all the guys of Bohemian. Okay. Surprisingly, there's a lot of senators that I, surprisingly, there's a lot of people I didn't think we'd see.
What do you expect? Everyone's in on it.
A bunch of independents as well.
I guess they must be desperate to get a slice of the pie.
Surprisingly, Bernie Sanders took money from Israel, but not a lot. 80 grand.
But it's not just any kind of Israel. I think there's a.
Paul Ryan, wait, no.
I think I've heard a lot about APAC. Hello, Eric.
Yes, APAC. That they fund. This is the list of APAC contributors that are basically funding Israel's funding these people, right?
Yeah, I've heard a
Eric, this
lot
is going
about
to make you. This is probably going to piss you off, right? But
Yeah, I've heard a lot about APAC, and it's very, very frightening, I'd say.
So, wait, what's frightening?
we
APAC.
basically, I have a list of people that supposedly have taken money, politicians, Republican, Democrat, and Independent in America that have taken money from Israel, and also basically have been basically were basically being funded to basically do the TikTok bill.
Through the TikTok.
Okay, so let me go for the first one. It's in the Discord, by the way. But
Ah, okay.
Senator Ted Cruz, 1,089,203 US dollars. That's how much he received. That's how much he's taken from Israel. Marco Rubio, 1,012,263. Bernie Sanders, 80,000 in $20. Paul KY, 6,000.
A woman dressing her adopted, I assume, kids up like girls.
Marsha Blackburn, 138,000. These guys, there's a lot of them. Surprisingly, I don't think I've seen Marjorie Taylor Greene take any money from Israel, sadly. So that's a good side. I haven't seen Matt Gaetz take money from Israel.
But it's not just any Israel. It's an entity called AIPAC, which is a political affiliation corporation that supports in the interests of the Israel.
Did you know that JFK wanted to make anybody that was getting funding from making Israel a foreign, like, that anybody had to disclose that they're getting money from Israel and that, basically, right? And then a couple months later, he gets offed, right? And supposedly he was getting offed, but he got offed by guys from Israel. Or guys that had connections to Israel. Since WW2, I don't actually, honestly, since JFK, I don't honestly think there's actually been a president. I think you've basically had someone that's been, like, keeping the system together, but it's not really been a president because they've been controlled by the intel community. So what should we dive into?
I actually do have one question. If
developing, here's footage of Nickelodeon's Dan Snyder in a jacuzzi with an underage Amanda Bynes, along with other disturbing footage.
Oh, that's Jesus. A new one.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, certainly yeah, haven't I've heard been, that one before.
I've been hearing a lot of things about Nickelodeon as of late.
Fuck, man. Aren't we shareholders in Paramount?
Oh, wait, what happened with Paramount? I cut out for a minute.
No, Nickelodeon's owned by Paramount, so...
Are you a shareholder of Paramount? Stock price is
probably going to get hit, ain't it? So that means you and me are probably going to lose some money in the short term.
I'll be honest. Oh, well, I've heard people have been invested.
It is what it is.
I've like, you know, overheard, like, you know.
Okay, that was a yes then.
I overheard a space from Ryan Garcia. I heard, like, there are people investing in gold.
Why wouldn't you invest in gold? It's a valuable metal.
Exactly. So,
can I tell you something, Eric?
What's up?
I can't remember where I heard it from, but I'm pretty sure all the banks have to have a certain amount of bank. Amount of gold in their balance sheets.
I think
at the start of this year or something like that.
I think they mentioned that. I think they somewhat mentioned that too. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, like, banks have to have gold on it. Gold in their balance sheets now. Yeah, new regulation that they got basically to prove that they actually have something backing it.
Yeah. So I'll be honest. I might look into some gold assets or like just gold in general.
Gold.
Because.
I wouldn't do the digital gold version of that. I would get pure actual gold, physical gold that you can touch.
Proper gold is where it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotta get
a hunk of gold or a slab of gold.
Gotta get those real gold bars.
Not those real gold bars, they're a sliver of gold.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what it was, but I think Costco was selling things, bars of gold for some odd reason. They've been selling a lot of minerals lately for some reason.
Yeah. So, did you see that post about Did you see that post that I sent from Twitter about Oprah risk?
What you mean the fact that she's probably going to end up dead or something like that, and they're going to create some new version.
I think some woman
that looks like her.
I'll be honest, they might either create a new woman who looks like her, or get some woman, or get some random woman who looks like her, and just pass her off as Oprah. I don't know, bro. All I know is like I just feel like some of these celebrities are going to
live. Melbourne choked unconscious.
I just feel like some
Melbourne. Teen choked unconscious by a security guard for not wearing a mask. This was back during COVID, right? They think we can forget. We won't forget.
I don't know, man. I think that some of these people are just going to live on forever and no one is going to bat an eye at all. But yeah.
Of course they won't, mate.
So, if there's a political action committee for Israel, why doesn't Africa have its own political action committee? They can pretty much create their own pact to get Western nations to help do the bidding and provide some resources for
African countries. You think it's about that? It's how they keep control. They've controlled America for so fucking long.
Exactly.
They've controlled America before Israel was fucking even born.
Yeah, even then, if Africa had done this sooner,
since
before, they would have been in a much better position than they are today.
They've controlled Israel. They've controlled America since 1871, Jamie. That's when they controlled them. It was effectively when they initiated the Federal Reserves. That's when they basically created them. As soon as the act for the creation of the Federal Reserve, that's how America was taken over by the Jews. 1871 was when they signed created the Corporation of America and the new constitution. But basically it's not a contract between the actual American people. And it's a contract between the basically the CEOs and investment bankers and
company.
Why, like, how else can you explain them not fucking trying to protect you? They don't care. They stamp on your Second Amendment, Amendments. Like, there's an immigrant that fucking illegal came into, basically tried to rob this old man and his family, right? And like, this guy used his self-defense, used the Second Amendment, his First Amendment right to freaking protect himself. The right to bear arms, right? And he's the guy that's getting arrested. Even for the guy illegally trespassed on his fucking property. The guy is getting arrested. Now that's not a fucking discourage of justice. I don't know what is. So who's gonna... So...
Crikey, mate.
So who's gonna? So who do you think? Who do you guys think is gonna acquire TikTok?
No one.
Do you think?
No, hear me out. Hear me out for a second. ByteDance, that is the parent company of TikTok. I have seen videos looking at how much the United States users contribute to TikTok's revenue generation. It's roughly about 10 to 20%. Across many metrics, knowing that
just America, is that not including the West collectively?
No, it is just the United States. Even though it's big, I think TikTok can do just well without the US. So I don't think ByteDance has I don't think ByteDance has any interest selling off TikTok, because people in the US think everything's about them. When there's other people in this world where that has as much of an impact as the United States does.
I personally do think it should be banned, but I think they need to force it, the ban. I think they need to get it.
It's happening.
I don't want it to happen, but if the Biden administration wants to cling on to power and keep power, they're going to have to fucking take TikTok, because that's the only way they're going to fucking have a chance at winning.
Yeah.
Because MAGA will take them on.
They're not going to fucking lose. Trump's not going to lose his base. He's got the fucking bastions of the black. He's got the black vote. He's got the Hispanic vote. He's got almost all the Vicom major votes.
Yeah.
How the hell is he going to compete? The only way he's going to be able to compete, Joe Biden's going to be able to compete, is that he fucking get the youth vote and use the social media, TikTok, manipulate and get rigged the election through that way.
I heard
by pushing Biden narratives that Trump's evil. Trump's evil. Trump's evil. Russia bad, Russia bad, Russia bad. That's how they got him, tried to get in the last time. It didn't work.
I heard.
But social media is the only, if enough, there's so much kids that are brain rotting on TikTok, right? Even adults, right? This is the way how they can get to the fucking everyday people. TikTok's the only way.
I'm not going to lie.
It's their only way of getting really.
There's a reason strategically why they're doing this. Because
They want it under a Jewish-led. They want it under a Jewish-led firm, but it's going to silence the opinions of the people that want to criticize Israel for their corruption, their evilness.
You know what?
And their control of the system.
There's two things. For one, I would like to know I want to know what tribe of Jewish people we're dealing with here.
Ashkenazi. What do you think? Fake. It's the Ashkenazi. They're the only tribe that stayed alive. Half of them are not even Jews, Eric. Half these people are not even Jews. They pretend to be Jews. And the ones that are Jews, they've been fucking brainwashed.
Yeah.
There's a and there's the other one. There's the other types of Jews in New York, but again, you still got to think of them.
It's like, you know, you got the genuine Jews and you got the fake Jews, pretty much. And it's like we're not talking about like, you know, the genuine ones. We're pretty much just talking about the fake ones who claim.
But the thing is, there's so many. Yeah, exactly. It's hard to tell which is the fake and which is the real ones. I would like to see anybody that goes to Israel that lives in Israel or that is a Jew in Israel, they're not real Jews. Because the real Jews would never be allowed to have their own state.
And also, I heard that, I'll be honest, what would you think if Rumble, owned TikTok?
Remember, it's a publicly traded company, right? Who's its biggest shareholders? Vanguard and BlackRock, still owned by Jews.
Yeah, you're right. But
Vanguard and BlackRock.
But
I do think Chris Provolsky is a guy that does care about freedom of speech, and he does care about that stuff, right? It's ingrained in Rumble's DNA and culture.
Yeah, exactly. But
remember, it's also owned by a bunch of. It's owned by a bunch of Israel fanboys, but it's still a good platform, and it's still to the extent, it's still more lenient on freedom of speech than the likes of fucking YouTube and Facebook.
Well, you know, I'm optimistic that
and TikTok.
You know, I'm optimistic that, like, you know, that, like, you know.
The thing is, though, the only way it would ever be able to be free speech if it's a private platform.
That's true.
The only way, but Chris Provolsky doesn't have the capital to fucking finance the shit himself. That's why they went public. That's why they went public for a SPAC. Truth Social went public on a SPAC, and there's rumors that Trump's wanting to sell it.
Sell Truth Social?
I think he's willing to sell it. But
I'll be honest, the reason why I don't be as critical on Israel, because I know it's not Israel itself. I just know it's the people in Israel. And, like, you know, which
it
is
was what... founded Zionists, people that hate, basically founded to be a state that hates a racist state. It was founded to be racist.
You know what I heard? You know what I also that heard?
Founded it was a racist.
You know what I heard, though? I heard that, like, you know, well, I'll be honest. Yeah, I heard about this because, like, you know, I heard that, I believe Myron watched a documentary where, like, you know, apparently, Jewish people, and this is a conspiracy, but Jewish people pretty much pushed all this stuff, interracial marriages and all this stuff to, like, you know, control the world. And I'm like,
if you think about it here, right? Would want to push that shit?
Huh?
If you think about it, it's the governments are pushing this diversity shit, right? And who control governments are controlled by corporations. The corporations are controlled by said puppet masters, the bankers.
Now some
could be the Rothschilds, some could be the Rockefellers, some could be the Weinsteins.
I will say this, man.
A bunch of other people.
It probably still wouldn't change my mind about, like, interracial relationships, but I can definitely see.
The thing is, though, I can see the point of view of the people inside the whites in South Africa. I can see the reason. Look, we gave you your fucking country. We gave you a country, and you fucking done nothing with it. Yeah, and then they complain, why can't we have, when whites want to have their own separate space, they want to have their own towns only they can go into. I have no problem with that. They're scared of you. You're the majority. Let them have their own little space.
Who's the majority?
In Africa, it's mainly black, but it's the majority. Like, they want to have their own little section, but have their own thing. They gave them the country. They've been able to make laws, and they haven't done anything with it. The thing is, I'm not going to say it, but honestly, none of them. I don't think any of them know how, any people in that country know how to build anything, apart from maybe a couple small few people. There's a reason why Africa, the entire continent, is fucked, because they don't know how to build. They elect people that don't know how to freaking build countries. They don't know how to freaking save. They don't know how to build. The only guy that they had a guy in Africa. There was a guy that Lebanon was probably the closest country you had to a country that had something.
in with something to build a currency, build an actual country, and America, the twats they were, they had to fucking destroy it.
I know the majority of like people in Africa are black, but I try not to generalize that to black because I know that there are also white Africans too.
There are as well, though. Yeah, I know that as well. But it's they're the majority. That's the population, and that is the majority. And like they want to basically have the they don't. I question like there have been protests that they will basically want most of those farmers to basically get kicked out of their leave that country, right? But realistically, right, if all those white farmers in that leave, I don't think there'd be any farm. I don't think they would have any food. Even they've said they would die. There'd be war, there'd be crime, and people would start looting houses. But Africa's people say Africa's a great country. I'm sure it is, but
it probably is.
It is, but it again, it, from what you've seen, you don't see much much technical advancement. You see a bunch of houses and that, right? But you've got a bunch of exports. A lot of those countries, right, they don't even have their electricity and stuff on the grids. They come off. They go off only at certain times, supposedly. This could be Western propaganda. Maybe they're a lot nicer than they are, but who knows? So what else is there?
Dive into. Do you know the guy? Do you guys know the difference between Illuminati and the Matrix?
What, the same thing?
Well, yes. On paper, they are the same, but there are subtle details that.
Did you hear about the guy that basically entered that was able to become a Mason, right?
Who became a Mason?
And they exposed a shitload of shit.
Who became a Mason?
Freemason.
Who became a Freemason?
There's this video of a guy that basically joined the Freemasons, right? He basically spent 5 years trying to go into it, right? Get into it, right? He got into it. He met with a bunch of really old guys, right? White guys, right? He talked to them for years, right? And then he got in, right? And then basically he disappeared. He distanced himself for a while, right? And he came back. All the guys that he freaking had talked to, he was a part but got him in, right? They're all dead.
Yikes. Why?
No,
why
they died of old age.
Oh, okay.
So basically he had a cleared state. Nobody knew who the fuck he was. He basically was already in. He was kind of one of the part of the gang. And basically he started recording and showing off what happens. They do... It's basically just suit theatre, effectively. It's basically like old... They do be like mock executions and all that. It's just weird. But who knows? That was just really early stages. Nobody talks about the freaking... The right... And all basically all those... The Scottish Rite and all the other ones of the Freemasons. Like, I think the top secret is that the Freemasons is basically... is a secret society founded by the British monarchy. There's so much connections with it. I'm starting to question that maybe the Freemasons were basically founded by the Brits.
You think?
And the Illuminati was founded by the Germans, but it became prominent in America. Secret societies exist. They hold more power than you know. So what else is that we can dive into? I don't like... What's going on with the music industry? Hollywood.
You know, satanic as usual. Also, oh yeah, John Cena at the Oscars, like, you know, I think he...
That was a humiliation. That was an Illuminati humiliation ritual.
Yeah. Pretty much that, and in a movie he had to wear, like, you know... skirt, stockings, and all.
That's almost we already knew that. Polo. It's almost like Logan Paul's humiliation ritual where he has to date a girl that basically has been sucked up, fucked more blokes than a bloated whale.
Dang.
Yeah.
But what do you think? So what's going on with Ryan Garcia? Is he serious? What's happening?
Look, apparently he has this group chat where, like, he has evidence and, you know, with Ryan Garcia, I think, you know, he's talking about this stuff. He's saying, like, you know, how we need to help the kids and all that stuff. And, You know, I'll be honest, what he's saying is pretty interesting, but, you know, people are saying, where's the evidence? Where's the evidence? And Ryan is saying, like, you know, he needs to be as wise as a serpent or something like that. He quoted the Bible pretty much. He's saying he needs to be wise. He'll release the evidence at the right time. But, you know, he is focused on the fight with Devin Haney or whatever his name is.
Again, yeah.
It's like, if he doesn't have...
Andrew supposedly said, I think on a live or something like that, he said, basically, I was paid, at the height of this, I potentially could have been given paid $50 million, right? Or something like that. To basically just, all I had to do a year or something like that, all I had to do was wear a skirt, become gay, and support the agenda. And this company apparently was offering to pay me this amount of money. Once this league, our legal troubles are over, I'm willing to expose who, what company threatened to pay was going to pay us this. Was wanting to pay us this.
Hey, two men who
No, the reason was is they wanted them to turn to be freaking mascots for the freaking gay left pride parade.
Yeah, pretty much.
They basically said, "Go fuck yourself."
No. I was gonna say, so they're gonna pay two masculine men to wear skirts.
But are supposedly built almost very wealthy people, right? $50 million a year or something like that. And they must. They either must think that these guys are broke as fuck, or they basically, who knows?
Hey, look, man.
I don't know.
Compared to them, I'm broke, but I have dignity.
again, I don't. The question is though, like, all these YouTubers, they're not exactly rich. They're broke as fuck. Like they might have some assets, right? But unless you sell them, you're
apparently Ryan Garcia. Apparently Ryan Garcia is a billionaire. Apparently, because he made investments in, like, you know, AI robots or something like that.
This team in, yeah. It's quite easy to become a billionaire once you have like a couple million. Make decent money from fights. Wasn't he pro? Who knows?
What happened?
Yeah. Who knows? Jake Paul's supposedly fighting Mike Tyson. Is that a good fight?
It has the potential to be a good fight, man. But many people are saying, like,
They're putting it only on Netflix, right? So.
Here's the thing, bro. I'm pretty sure many people are going to be pirating this fight, so...
It'll be on Netflix. You think it's actually going to be streamed on Netflix live?
Don't know.
When did Netflix get into sports content?
I don't know.
Well, not even I would know.
I don't even use Netflix. I have Disney Plus. I don't even like it.
Bro, here's the thing. I don't use Netflix because, for one, there aren't really that many good shows on it anymore. And I don't use Disney Plus because Disney Plus is demonic. It's, you know, it's demonic and all that stuff. So, like, I don't care if any of
I don't even watch Disney Plus. I bet I have it, but I barely watch it. I watch it mainly just in case I want to watch the Star Wars movies. But so, what do you think about Paramount? Is it demonic?
Possibly, if it's owned by Nickelodeon. But then again, I still watch some shows from Nickelodeon, so I mean...
What about Warner Bros? Is it demonic?
I've not really looked into Warner Bros. Have they done anything? Have they done anything odd?
Well, they were pushing the diversity. They were supposedly pushing the diversity thing even more than freaking Disney or near Disney. To be fair, has Paramount really pushed the diversity wagon?
Not that I heard of.
With iCarly, somewhat.
But they're not doing it as openly fronted as, like, freaking Disney. Because they're not dumb.
I'd say until...
They haven't got the financial capital to weigh in their wallet, to open up their wallet.
I'd say until further notice, Paramount's all right.
Well, the fact that South Park basically trounced them...
Yeah, South Park's the only thing that's pushing against that.
Yeah, but they probably even have to be a little bit careful.
They can't. I would love to see them actually dive into the Jews like they used to back in the day.
Out of all time, South Park has been controversial.
They were
why are they still on the air?
Showed the image of Muhammad, which the Muslims didn't like.
Here's the thing. Most people don't care. Most people pretend to care. Like, for instance, on a wrestling show, like, you know, this wrestler named Roman Reigns said, you're really going to let this cross-dresser... Like, it was a promo. They were just cutting a promo. It's wrestling, you know, all that stuff. And people got mad at him for that. I'm like, do you really care? Like, do you really care about this?
Well, was he saying this to Logan Paul?
Nah, he was saying this to another guy. You know, because they would always make jokes about how this guy was wearing his wife's clothes and all that stuff. Because, like, you know, he just dresses. Anyways, the guy's name is Seth Rollins. Like, you know, they would always make jokes about him wearing his wife's clothes. So, I mean, and saying, like, that those are his wife's clothes. So when he said cross-dresser, I don't know why people got offended. Because, like, you know, they've been making those jokes. Except they didn't say cross-dresser. That's the thing.
If Amazon were to acquire the company that Inquire Endeavor Group, right? The company that practically owns UFC and WWE. Would that be big for Amazon? Prime Video.
I'll be honest. I think WWE is moving to Netflix next year.
Imagine if they got UFC and WWE. Imagine Netflix just decides, you know what, fuck it, let's open my bank account and get
off the. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know what? What if Netflix basically said, you know what? You know what, dudes? You guys are so pathetic. I'm just gonna fucking go buy Endeavor Group. I'm gonna buy the UFC. I'm gonna buy WWE, and then I'm gonna frick it. And then I'm gonna make it exclusive on my platform.
One more thing.
Do it.
Bloody do it. Right. Wait. One more thing. Unrelated, but Ryan Garcia was talking about a presidential run too.
He would never get in. It's too freaking. No. It's the elections in America, right?
Yeah.
Right. Unless you're a Republican or a Democrat, right, and you're never gonna get it. Or Robert F. Kennedy's fucking proven that. Multiple independent guys have proven that. But the only thing I think the only thing that might have been able to fix it if Trump was actually going to go independent.
Yeah, because that would bring more eyes to the independent.
Only if Trump was to go independent, right? But the Republican Party are basically folded to him. It's his party now. He's basically made the Republican Party his bitch. He's made Mitch McConnell freaking step down. And the geezers stepped down. It's now his party. So he's going to make that party his bitch.
So what's going on with
him? He's going to take on that party. He's going to take over that party. He's going to fill it with the guys that he wants in. So that are going to benefit his message.
Speaking of which, what's going on with Vivek?
He is still promoting Trump. I think he's possibly going to be in a very high position in Trump's administration. I don't know what he might do. I don't think he's going to be VP.
No.
But I think he might be. He might get. He'll have a very high up position in his presidency. Maybe he's going to be the chair of the freaking. Maybe he might be the chair of some other very important stuff.
Speaking of which, since we know that the election is like rigged, if we were to run for office, how would we get in? How would we get in?
It's a good question.
Yeah, well, what matters is where do we start?
I have some ideas.
Because majority of the nominees are either House representatives in the House or governors of a certain state. Or
I think it is possible to get into local elections. Very, very local. Use that as a way to get in.
Local elections.
Local elections. I think it's very possible to get into local elections. I'm not saying in the state of fucking New York, buddy, but I'm saying in other states, maybe. Maybe in upstate New York, but not local in New York City. You've got to be basically to get elected in New York, in my opinion, you've got to either be a non-birthright citizen. Number two, you've basically got to be a you've basically got to be a gay pride zombie. And three, you basically got to sign away your rights to the Democratic Party.
How about a person of color?
They care. They were trying to replace you with immigrants.
Oh.
Even you could say that. They're trying to replace you with immigrants.
You
might have a chance, but I don't think you would though.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
you can honestly try, but I don't think you've got a shot in New York.
Yeah, not New York.
As much as I would love for Trump to turn that fucking state red, I am not betting my hope on it. I'm hoping for it, but...
Hey, man. Like, look.
Don't get me wrong. The Arch people, New York is potentially going to have a very interesting year. But who knows if they can turn it red. They might make a swing state out of anything, but...
Honestly,
I'd love for New York. I think it'd be great if New York were to turn red. Chicago, the inner cities, they need new leadership.
I probably would move somewhere upstate New York. I have been
I think if you've got a chance, you'll have up in upstate New York. I think you'd have a chance of getting elected there. I don't think you'd have a shot in hell getting elected in that city. Dang. Especially with George Soros filling the fucking DAs with fucking left-leaning lunatics.
I would say this, you know, if I could ever be blessed with any form of influence, you know, I would like to, you know, unlike many of these people who are compromised, I would not be and if they did compromise me, I'd be like, you know what, leak it. I don't care. I don't.
Yeah, for one. First thing I would do if I was the mayor of New York, number one, I would send these people. I would first of all, if I was a governor of New York, or senator of New York, I would first thing I would do is assign a bill that basically makes anybody that comes to this country enters this state illegally. And it's not for a birthright citizen or someone that took in the Pledge of Allegiance to become part of this, become a naturalized citizen, will be deported. Potentially, we might even send you to slave colony. We might even send you to a slave colony. And you can work. Well, maybe not a slave colony, but we'll send you to a country, maybe in Guatemala or South America. And maybe basically we'll have deportation centers there where you can basically be sent back to the country of origin. Because these people, you can't come to our country illegally.
Oh.
Maybe I'm being too far. There definitely needs to be something that kicks these people out.
I actually sent a post too where it's like, you know, this guy, this terrorist was trying to sneak into the country. I think Candace Owens replied to it, actually.
Well, have you heard about the guy? Have you heard about the rabbi that apparently sells lube?
Oh, yeah. I heard about that rabbi
Rabbi Shmuley or something like that.
Yeah, I think
so. The guy's a prick.
I think that someone said that he said that he called Candace, like, you know.
Yes, I remember him saying that. Yes, I saw the video. The guy is using his fucking privilege, his race card. Like, oh... I'm Jewish. You cannot attack me. It's a hate crime.
Okay, yo, if he wants to use the race card, I'll use it, man. I'm black. It's a hate crime.
It's hilarious, though.
You don't want to play this game.
The two biggest races that use that as a race card going against each other.
Bro, you don't want to play the game, Rabbi. I can do that too.
I love seeing that. It's funny. Like the two races that use race against everybody else going after each other.
I'm anti-Semitic. He's
a prick, though. Like, you've got Rabbi Shmuley that sells lube. You've got the rabbi that does porn, but sells porn to the masses. I mean, said, what type of religion is this? You also got a rule in the thingy where I can't remember if it's right, if this is true or not, but there's a rule in the Torah, right, where literally if you feel like there's blood on your woman's. On the garments, you can basically send those garments. You got to basically send your woman to that to the rab the specialist rabbi or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I think this rabbi was associated with Michael Jackson as well.
He sounds like a very famous rabbi. Yes,
yeah,
very in Hollywood movies.
Yeah, I would say, like, bro, he's probably one of these fake Jewish people.
But again, there's fakes and there's reals, but who knows?
It's like, here's the thing. You can tell who's the real ones. You can tell who's the fake ones. But at the same time, you can't tell who's the real ones. You can't tell who's the fake ones. I guess it's really just by...
Some real Jews in the some of the Hasidic ones in New York. But I don't know. I think to the extent they still... There are some Jews in New York that actually the ones that have been protesting what's happening in Israel.
You know what? Like, I wonder. I kind of wonder.
But there's been evidence about the whole thing in the with them coming out of the freaking tunnel and the coming out of the drainage tunnel in New York makes me question: was that planted there to throw some shade at these guys, make them seem like the bad guys?
I will say this: is this the same tribe that had Jesus crucified? Or what? I'm still learning.
They might deny and say, "Oh, they're the guys. Oh, it was the Romans that killed Jesus." Even in the Passion of Christ, I've watched it. The Roman guys said, "We don't really want to kill this guy. This is on you."
I heard it was the Romans too, but I'm wondering.
It's not the Romans. It was the Jews. They're the one that's pushing it. Like, they only did it because they wanted to basically shut these people up. And even then, they said, "This is not on me." But yeah. So, who do you think is going to win the next election in Canada? Oh yeah, Jamie, did you hear about? Apparently, every country in America, every form of government in the UK no longer has a freaking single white person leading it.
Wait, really?
Is that so?
In the UK?
Remember Wales?
Oh yeah, I've heard about Wales.
Oh wow. What?
Sadiq Khan?
Are you serious?
We're serious. Watch out.
No white people at all in the UK?
Nope. All the first ministers are all people of colour.
Yes.
You're the black. Asian, so on.
Mark Drayford was the only last one, and they fucking ousted him.
I had a friend
from Wales.
I had a friend who said she might someday would want to move to the UK.
The way it's going, Eric, unless we stand up, we're gonna be fucking overrun by Muslims.
Oh dang!
Fucking truth.
Oh, wow.
Even the Polish are probably gonna be concerned as well.
Hey, look, man. You know,
we should all be concerned. Uh-huh. They'll have us reading the Quran. If not, we'll probably be dead. You know what happened when what happened in Syria, right? It's probably going to happen to this country as well.
Hey, man. You know.
But it is what it is.
I believe that Christ.
The civil war doesn't happen, or then.
I believe that Christ.
These guys, right? There's so much of them, right? They're going to form their own party, right? They form their own party. What happens when they form their own party? They get their masses in, right? They immigrate, get more of their immigrants and that, have their kids, and then slowly, it's not our generation we need to be worried about, it's the next generation. They'll outnumber us. We'll be a minority in our own bastard government. We already are.
Yeah, that's very unfortunate, man. You know,
our presidents are all not white, but our MPs, a lot of them are still white, sadly, but for now at least. Again, we don't have the power. Next year, we say in the next 5-10 years, the royal family of Britain won't even be white. It's kind of not really that either way now.
I would say this, man. Like, we should probably. I don't know. Maybe we should not implement it, but like maybe like you know we should try to bring each of us back together. Like you know,
who are the same race. Again, they say about literally.
Because here's the thing:
the devil of my enemy is my enemy, right? People say. There's people thinking that Muslims and Christians are not our enemies. We should be teaming up against them, against the oppressors, right?
I would say, like...
Again, what happens once they...
I would say Christians... although I do not agree that, like, you know, a Muslim's faith is the true faith. I don't even think that they're the.
I question that their faith potentially could not be paragraphed to the Antichrist. Basically, the.
I do
basically the gospel of the false Messiah.
I do believe, however, that like you know, if they like teamed up together, they would be stronger.
thinking about what I've seen, what I've read about the Quran and what I've looked into it. I question if Islam is not potentially the one about. Is like not the gospel of the false prophets.
Here's the thing,
right? In the Bible, it said there's multiple false prophets. People pretend to be false idols,
like pretty much Christ.
Yes, pretend to be Christ, right? They've got aspects of Jesus in the Bible, right? Talk about Muhammad or his descendant, and Jesus Christ will come.
Here's the thing.
Come back on to rule, basically to deal with the people.
I will say this, man. Like, look. Pretty much, the Quran took some aspects of the Bible and twisted and turned it. Like
turned it into its own little fantasy. The version of Jesus that's in the freaking Quran is a completely different person. You can make it seem like the person that is. You could possibly say, but the Jesus in the Quran potentially could be Satan
or Shaitan or what, however they say it.
Satan or Shaitan or Yeshua. Is basically the false guy who pretends to be Yeshua.
Pretty much, yeah.
Who is what they call Jesus.
Yeah, pretty
much. But remember, the Jews, supposedly, they worship Baal and this other person, other god.
All I'm going to say is this, man. Like, you know, we just got to be prepared, you know, because
there'll be fun times when it comes. This is what happens when the Mark of the Beast and the Great Reset happens.
Oh man, I'll be honest. I hope to just be out of the city by the time the Mark of the Beast.
Great reset, huh?
Otherwise,
people don't realize it, but it's coming.
I'll be honest. Otherwise,
you will not be able to in the Mark of the Beast. You will not be able to purchase, consume, or even buy or interact or sell without the Mark of the Beast.
Oh man, I hope to be out of the city by the time that happens, or at least have the option to
get out. Haven't got much time.
I know.
It'll be interesting, right? But.
Which is why I'm trying to get a job so I can get a head start.
What's the next?
So risk. What would you do if, like, you know, you were stuck and, like, you know, they were forcing you to get
the market? I just live life to the fullest. We already know we're dying. Half the people's going to die because of that vaccine.
Would you get the Mark of the Beast? If you had to?
No.
Basically said anybody that does not confine will be dead. That's basically what the ref said. Anybody that does not combine with our new morals or objectives will basically be gone.
That's what the Bible said? Because I didn't
know. Yeah. The Bible is basically what the ref said.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember where I said it, but basically anybody that does not combine or basically does not conform will be eradicated or gone.
Look, man.
Disposed of.
I'm either gonna hike it and go somewhere. Or they're just gonna have to kill me.
Who knows? But the way it'll be interesting what happens with the way
it happens. They're honestly just
gonna. Who knows? I take them at face value. When someone says they want to enslave the world, when someone says they basically think of us as nothing more than flesh piles, and when someone basically talk the way that certain Jews talk about humans, right? Talk about people that they call as goyim. The way they talk about us, right? It makes you feel like they act like they're so superior, right? But it also is funny because the way that Amari Emmanuel speaks, right? He's so anti-human. It's hilarious. This guy thinks, oh, the world isn't. We're going to a world where basically we need to be anti-human, and basically, us as humans do not matter, and it's all about the connective consciousness. The guy sounds like a guy who acts like an arsehole, like. We need to when in 10 years time when we have our own brain when we have chips implanted us and we'll be able to read each other's brain waves.
I'll be honest. I guess I'll be dead by that time because like look if I don't confine.
I personally what do you think the vaccine was for? It was to put chips in us. Realistically,
I personally think I broke that.
And some people think it was to put chips in us. Some people thought it was a population control.
Whatever chip it was, I personally think I broke it, man.
I don't know if it's chips. It was a chip. I don't know if it was something to basically. I know they want to change our DNA, right? They always talk about trying to alter DNA with Marina. The Marina vaccine for someone. Marina. And every time we talk about it, someone talks about it, they said, oh, you're a conspiracy, shut up. Conspiracy theorists, shut up.
Oh, how about this?
Did you hear about the fact that literally they... Oh, what was it again? Tucker Carlson.
I'll be on.
It's an interesting guy, Tucker Carlson. It'll be interesting to see who wins the next election.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think will happen? Do you think France will put us into World War III?
No.
I thought Macron was actually inching to get us into World War III after his wife was basically revealed to be a transvestite.
Just because he's proposing that countries should get into something doesn't mean people are going to agree with it. And people know how powerful those people are to start to become.
He also doesn't realize. They also think these people are deluded. He's deluded that he thinks the French people are going to fucking fight for that country. They're more and more likely to fucking fight him. Have you seen the state of what's happening in Europe?
Yeah, another thing.
I would not try and fucking try that. If you try that, that'll be revolution time.
Yes, another thing. French protesters are on a whole nother level. Never mind having them join the military and going to get drafted.
Into World War III, that is never going to happen. Protest. That might be a call to fucking action to all these people. I feel like they're fucking wronged by you. It's a call to action, especially with the state things are right now in France. Macron's got a set of freaking stone cold mockers. If he's actually thinking of starting World War III, he's a lunatic. He's got to have a set of stones.
It's like, a comedy
no
show.
No same person would decide to launch this, especially with all the protests in France. That's like asking to get overthrown like Marie Antoinette. He's never trying to push his luck or talent to eat cake. Do you think all the monarchies should be abandoned? Dissolved?
To be honest, besides tourism, what good use is there, honestly?
It's still the old world. Oh, it's the old world power structure.
Exactly, and
so who do you think's the richest man in the world, Jamie?
I know he's from France, but for some reason I can't remember his name. I know I should know his name.
No, the real one, not the ones that's on Forbes. The real one.
Oh,
the private wealth.
Right. Okay, I see what you're coming. The private one,
and the one that basically is the real person, because that guy that's on Forbes is a fucking front man. They're not the real guys,
right?
They have
money. Yeah, that
we're talking
sense.
About the ones that actually have cash assets. These people are liquid. These people have like liquefied assets, right? They have money that I'll never be able to take out. We're talking about the ones that have that in fucking pure cash.
Are we talking about individual people or corporations? Because I think corporations are more likely to have more money than individuals.
We'll go individual corporations then.
Okay, in terms of individuals, I would certainly say Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock, which has shares in every company across the globe.
You're still thinking you can't argue that. Nobody. He's a nobody. He's like a fucking puppet guy for these people. We're talking about the people that own the fucking banks here. Central banks.
Oh, you mean one of the Rothschilds?
That own the fucking world. You own Nathaniel Rothschild said it best. I care not who sits on the fucking crown of England as long as I own its nation's currency.
So it's one of the Rothschilds, or no?
Nathaniel Rothschild.
Yeah, I thought it's someone of the Rothschilds.
Nathaniel Rothschild said this. I care not who sits on the bloody bastard crown of England. Well, they'd say bastard crown. I don't care who sits on the crown of England, as long as I call it and control its nation's currency.
Yo, guys, I have an idea to infiltrate the Rothschild.
Never infiltrate them.
Yeah.
Too powerful.
Yeah, I
know. Big mistake.
They have money.
Now look. I could find his daughter.
I don't think he's gonna want that.
Now that's going to be quite a pickle.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't, the Rothschild family.
I think
people that are very, very powerful.
I don't think they would want to. They would want to.
No, I don't think they would either.
To raise some eggs.
Yeah, these are the people that supposedly basically kept in the family for so long. And to the point, I don't disappoint. I'm actually quite impressed with these guys, how they fucking kept their fortunes.
Yeah, I quite find it interesting. It's incredible, really.
Hey, in the Bible, it kind of did.
Yes, it says that in the Bible.
They kind of did something like that too. So, I mean, I'm not that surprised.
The fact is, you got the Rothschilds; they're a very powerful family. But did you hear of the Fogger? 15th and 16th century, they controlled the money supply in Italy. Then you have the Medici, 14th, 15th, 13th, 14th, and 15th. The Fogger family got their thing, made their money selling to the Austria-Hungary, the Austria-Hungarian Empire. And they probably changed their names, right? But after the 15th century, they kind of went dark, right? They got out of the big money lending. They apparently manipulated the copper industry massively back in the day.
Huh. You know,
family.
So since they don't keep it in the family, well, allegedly.
No, they just kept quiet. Once they made their big money, right, they went off. They kept their business investments, but they went to non-risky investments, right? So things that generated money, right, but wasn't the point where they're risking their entire fortune. So they kind of went, they kind of slimmed things down.
So they probably still do keep it in the family?
Potentially, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe they keep it in the family, but they mix with other rich, very powerful families.
Oh, okay. So do the rich and powerful
families? Well, think about it like this. It's all a club. The entire world is basic. Then big and financial, the biggest families in the world, right? It's basically the definition of it would be a country club, right? They're all members of a certain type of club, and they all know each other. They all go to the same parties. They all go to the same meals. They all go to the same restaurants. They all buy the same clothes. They all talk to the same people. They all do the same thing. It doesn't matter. They have common interests. You like golf. I like golf. You like to make money investments? I like money investments. You like owning businesses? I like owning businesses.
You know,
let's get into business together. That's the fact. Most of these people that are Jewish, when you see a Jewish person invest in a company, it's not just one person invested. It's an entire family. It's an entire flock.
You know,
they all invest together.
I think
the same thing with Muslims. They do the exact same thing.
I think you do.
Just don't do that.
I think you do good at these meetings, Risk. Like, you know, you like investments.
I like investments. You like investments. You like owning companies? I like owning companies. You want to secretly rule the economy? I want to secretly rule the economy. I say that out loud.
You'd probably do. You'd probably blend in good at these meetings.
Yeah, I would. I want to rule the world. You want to rule the world. You want to let these people, you want to see these people. You just want to collect your dividends so often, collect your every daily payments, and watch the world burn.
Honestly,
one of the reasons why I bought 100, why I invested in so many companies, because I want to profit off every single thing. I've gotten to the point where I profit off a lot of supermarkets, a lot of food companies, and I basically have enough to probably have. I'm probably in a lot of industries, but quite honestly, probably get double charged. From trains to freaking energy to telecoms to freaking music industry to gaming to movies to streaming, to freaking online websites. All the way back to freaking cruise lines. These people, they like money. They like money. They like seeing the world burn. The only thing I don't agree with is I don't agree with the fact of literally making America trying to turn everybody gay. I don't agree with that. I agree with the capitalist thing. I agree with basically trying to make money, basically just sitting on the sidelines, collecting money, watching the masses buy my products every single day. Oh, they go into the supermarket and they spend, just knowing that they're going to buy one of your products is quite satisfying. Knowing they have no choice. Hear no evil, see no evil. Like, what are they going to, what other choice are they going to have? They're going to buy the off brand, the supermarket brand. I still own it. They're going to buy the, they're going to buy the freaking designer pizza, the more expensive pizza, still profit. Like, again, these people think about money. It's all they think about. Collecting, 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 reinvesting, collecting, collecting, collecting. That's all they think about.
Well.
Well, well, well.
So what? Where do you see the future going? What possibilities do you see?
Why is Sexy Red trending?
Oh my gosh.
So
she's still a
where
thing?
Do you guys,
oh
what
my
do you
gosh.
So you guys honestly don't think TikTok's going to get sold?
No. TikTok's not getting sold. ByteDance is doubling down. It's not going to sell. The ban's going to happen.
Are they dumb?
No. If you think about it, ByteDance would rather make 100% of the revenue by keeping hold of it and the US ban TikTok, rather than making 25% of revenue by having TikTok being sold to another company. Because the thing is, even though the US has a huge influence on its revenue, if you remove US out of the equation, I think TikTok is profitable with users in other countries.
But you're not going to have India.
They never had India for quite a while. So even then, it doesn't matter. There's still other countries that uses TikTok financially.
But what if Britain, what if all the European countries were to say, you know, fuck yourself, we'll go ban you as well?
Now, that could be an issue, but I doubt the EU would do anything about that.
TikTok is bad. You think if America is potentially banned, you think the UK wouldn't try and ban it? I can see it as a bad thing, a bad influence.
The UK government has other things they're focused on. I think TikTok is the least of their problems.
What do you mean? Revolution?
No.
What are you so concerned about?
I think governments have different priorities. The US priority is China's bad, ban anything that's affiliated with China, whilst UK's, well, you know what the UK is. We know the corporation has in London, and they want to keep that afloat. Different governments have different priorities and different mentalities in dealing with those priorities.
I know they've got the corporation of London, the city of London. So mm-hmm. Can we explain what the city of DC is?
DC is just administrative.
So you know that you think Britain's more important than America.
I think in
the world of free cities.
It's not about importance, it's about influence. Whether it be financially, politically, religiously,
or
psychologically,
even physically,
logically, anything. Yes, that's it.
There's a reason why Britain still has so much power, even for respect. Because we control the firm. Britain controls a lot. Effectively, America is still a colony of us.
Yes, but people don't know that. Because
they don't know that. They don't. Because
there is a hidden clause in every contract.
They don't realize that America is still a corporation.
Yes, there's always a clause that's hidden somewhere.
Which is still owned by us.
Oh, yes.
Well, maybe not us, but it's owned by the people from Britain.
But private
ownership. The people that own the Federal Reserve.
With government affiliation, of course.
Potentially,
that is likely.
Are the the Crown Corporation, and the shareholders are also the Vatican. Supposedly.
Oh my gosh. That's wild.
Potentially. Who knows?
Uh-huh.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Cool.
Supposedly.
Oh, Vladimir Putin is trending.
What's he saying? What's good old Vladdy doing?
Oh. Breaking. Vladimir Putin has won the presidential election in Russia.
Congratulations.
Wow.
Putin. Congratulations.
What a surprise.
We're glad.
Hey.
I'd rather much have Putin in power than that freaking CIA-backed asset.
Yeah. Oh, Zendaya and Tom
Holland. I'd rather have Putin in power than that fucking CIA-backed asset.
Huh.
At least then Russia would be a complete and utter shit. At least Russia wouldn't be a complete utter shithole.
I'll be honest. Tom Holland, Zendaya's man, he does not look like a man. I'm going to be honest with you.
He said he didn't like Hollywood. Now it seems like he's sort of sold to it.
Yeah, you know.
Zendaya, yeah, I'm surprised. Zendaya's kind of went off the rails lately, hasn't she?
Has she?
She's been in a bunch of sex scenes.
Oh wow, dang! They probably
movies,
you know Gloria. You know what's it? She probably got the call. Like, look, Zendaya.
You got the call, Zendaya. Look, I know we signed you very early. You gave our soul to us. We are calling in a favor. Basically, we're giving you the call.
Pretty.
Giving you the call. You now have to shed your purity. Get rid of your purity ring.
You pretty much have to do a bunch of sex scenes in order to make it big in Hollywood.
Yes, you have to sell your soul physically, emotionally, and mentally. There's a reason why freaking a lot of men, there's a reason why the shit show of Amanda, what they did to that Amanda Vines person, right? And what they did to these other people, right? There's a reason. Nickelodeon, DC, all these people, they fucked them over. A lot of people are siding with... So who truly runs the world, Jimmy?
Well, there are three places: DC, City of London, and the Vatican.
Who created the first Crown Corporation? Where was the first Crown Corporation created?
It was my great 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 grandfather.
It wasn't you, was I?
Dang, that's wild.
Was it Britain, or was it literally in Italy?
What do you mean?
The first Crown Corporation.
The first Crown Corporation?
Yes.
Okay.
The corporation, when was it created? Was that in Britain or was that in literally Italy?
I'm not sure about the first, to be honest. I'm not sure about any Crown Corporations.
There's Crown Corporation in Canada. It controls all the assets, basically, in Canada. It's a Crown Corporation in America. It's a Crown Corporation in Britain. Crown Corporations are basically assets of corporations around the world. They're basically, they allegedly think that, on the public mind, it's basically a corporation that basically acts in the interest of the Crown, the British Crown. But we all know that they're just a puppet. Crown Corporation is a secret corporation that basically was... So... How was India colonized?
The British East Indies Company? Can't remember the name exactly.
It was colonized by a corporation. How was America created? How was the American colonies created? Through another corporation, wasn't it?
I wouldn't know, to be honest.
I'm pretty sure it's similar. Yes, America was created by a corporation. When founding the colonies, the future colonies, were basically plead loyalty to the British colony, the British state, right? But these were private backed ventures. Back then, it was all the rage to basically invade countries, killing land through corporations. And the corporations would then pledge the loyalty of those states to the British Crown. effectively making it the British Empire. The people that we think fought for Egypt and fought to steal the Ottoman Empire wasn't even British soldiers. It was paid mercenaries by the corporations. So is our city of Australia, or is it the Crown Corporation simply just...
Shaboom.
So what makes them... So what's the oldest bank in the world?
I would have said Bank of England, but I think there could be another answer to that.
There was an older bank, but I'm pretty sure it got destroyed.
Somewhere in Europe, for sure.
I think Italy was one of them. There was a bank in the Medici.
I was thinking somewhere in Italy, because...
But it was destroyed. They destroyed it.
Yeah,
cause... The Rothschild, there's the Bank of Orange, right? The Oranges and the Rothschilds helped build the Bank of England. And then they basically got cut out. And then basically... Did you know that the British monarchy apparently lost everything? They had no more money after Waterloo, right? So basically, the certain families pledged to give them up, pay the bills, right? But for doing all this, they enacted an agreement, but basically gave them birthing rights of the royal family for the next 100 years or next century. So what does the future hold for us? So how much seasons are you on now?
Started season 17, I think.
Do you still dive into episodes like this now and again? Is it just basically podcast episodes?
Still record episodes like this, but of course I still have guests coming over every now and then.
So what do you normally talk about in those guests? Like just basically what they do up to?
Yeah.
Have you been trying to get guests out about conspiracy theories and all that?
Yeah, I think I've told you about this one conspiracy theorist. However, I'm waiting for him to release like episodes discussing certain topics that I believe you and Eric would be interested in talking about.
What you mean, the elite?
Well, two topics that I was thinking that us, along with this conspiracy theorist, was thinking about discussing about Pizzagate and, of course, something along the lines with Taylor Swift and her influence.
The fact that she's being used as a way to basically get votes for Joe Biden.
Yes, that's
the fact that she's being used as a Democrat asset, right? I'm actually what bet that George Soros promised her. If you fucking bend her backwards and basically promote Biden, I will give you your catalogue of music for a fee of a couple hundred million. 2-5 years from now or something like this.
Yeah,
how funny would it be if Taylor Swift broke up with that basketball player? That freaking...
Basketball player?
No, that freaking football player to date Alex Soros.
You mean Travis Kelce?
Yeah, how funny would it be if she broke up with him to date that globalist dweeb?
That would be funny, weird, and very sad at the same time, because no one would know how would they react to that.
I'm sure Taylor... Well, the left loves Soros. They think he's a good man. Even though he's short of the British pound, he screwed over Indians. He screwed over his own fucking people, the Hungarians. He fucked over the Russians. There's a reason why didn't Putin want a freaking death warrant for freaking, what was it, Soros? Do you think there'll be another 2008 crash? And do you think it'll be worth it?
It is likely, yet it will happen when we least expect it.
Interesting.
Because if we knew about it, because if those beans were spilled, I think a lot of investors would like invest in something in preparation for the crash. But if it just happened out of nowhere, then I think everyone would be screwed. Only so little amount of people that were knew about it beforehand, before it even became public knowledge, those few little people
who
would
do
be
you
the ones
think
taking
created
advantage.
Bitcoin? Who do you guys think created Bitcoin?
Well, I know who isn't the person that created Bitcoin, because unless he's defending, protecting his identity, knowing
the
influence it created.
I'm starting to think that Bitcoin was created by the NSA.
Oh.
It even says in their induction paper they're talking of, they were talking really early on about the introduction manual that basically talked about something basically asset-backed, digital assets, basically, really early on. And the fact that he hired, I'm pretty sure the NSA hired some, I think they wanted Bitcoin to make Bitcoin to seem like it was undetectable, right? But in actuality, it's very detectable. It's very easy to track whose money it is, right? It's even probably more precise to pinpoint than what central banks can do currently. That's the whole Trojan horse trade strategy. Make people believe that it's free speech, right? And honestly, when it's not. I don't think Bitcoin was created to save humanity. I think it was created to enslave humanity. But who knows? Should we end it here?
Yeah.